well, well. Look at what we have here.
What do we have here, Adam?
I don't know. What do we have here? Who is this?
We executed
Zach. Order 66?
He doesn't exist no more.
Oh. I was going to say
execute Order 66. Let's just get that out when people are like, where is Zach? He's gone.
There's no object permanence on Twitch. It's just if they're not on camera, they're dead.
Yeah.
They're not alive.
I mean, Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah, pretty much. The podcast is ready.
Let's go.
Everybody. What's going on, everyone? Hope you're having an amazing day. We're going live a little early today, as you probably have noticed. It is noon o'clock studio time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, and whatever time, local time it is in whatever area you're in, maybe 8 p.m., maybe 2 p.m., maybe...
I think it's 8 p.m. in London.
It could even be 3 p.m.
It could even be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Depending on where you are in the world. But welcome. We're going to be... changing up our schedule a little bit for the rest of the week. We're going to be experimenting with some stuff. You're going back out into the field today for a little cookie quest.
I'm going to get out there and quest.
You're going out there and quest, baby.
Yeah.
Malika's going to be cooking some good stuff today.
Yes.
What are you cooking? Let the people know.
So some Zoom-friendly foods, because I don't know if you have this dilemma. Actually, can I see a show of...
What emote do you want?
I know. some Om-Nom emotes. Can I see a show of Om-Nom emotes? Do you have the problem that you have to do a bunch of Zoom calls and you get like hungry or you don't have time to eat and you're like, you can't eat something too crunchy, right? Okay. Pokemon Rocks is my target demographic right now. Lucky Gabe, you know? So, and then also like if the food is too big, like, oh, I turned my face sideways for a burrito or like noodles. It's just like super, super distracting, right? So we're going to be making some very Zoom friendly, like kind of foods. I'm thinking air fried, like cauliflower, popcorn, chicken.
Shit.
Just a little like onigiri, but they're going to be like little small, like maybe like some little like, mini muffins, just like quick food. So you can just go.
And Lucas will be able to eat none of it.
Yeah, I won't be here. That's okay, though.
Oh, no.
Sorry? Not sorry? Should I just not cook?
Then right after this, you're going to be playing Fall Guys.
Yeah, I'm going to play Fall Guys. I'm going to take a ticket to Crown Town, get me some crowns.
Have you gotten any crowns at all?
No. I've played the game like 2 hours tops.
Maybe we should like call up Sohinky and be like,
think Sohinky's in the chat room right now.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
He's like,
yo, we playing?
I was in Sohinky's chat for like 3 hours yesterday just saying Crown Town. I'm going to be playing and maybe get my first crown.
Maybe.
I'll take you to Crown Town,
I promise. You'll be a royal.
Yeah.
I think I can get there. I was getting the hang of it after about 2 hours. I was like, I see the strats here. I see what's going on.
And then tonight we're going to be continuing the watch along of High Score,
which
is a Netflix watch along. Malika's doing with Emily, Naeem, and Matt.
We were so hyped.
Yeah.
We want to see more views. Guys, if you have not seen the first or second episode, that's okay. They're very good standalones. And this one is the RPG episode. Learn about RPG history in video games, in tabletop, in the world. I know you all love it. Those of you who are like, wait, we're going to do more RPG-related stuff. If I don't see you in the chat room tonight when we watch High Score... I'd be like, well, where were you?
She's going to hunt you down.
Yeah. I'm gonna send that psychic energy into that camera. Yeah. With my laser beam eyes.
Laser beams.
Yeah. Straight to the heart. Be like, where were you? And then I'd be like, oh, I feel like something's missing. I should have been watching the RPG episode of High Score with Emily, Naeem, Matt, and Malika. Yeah. Boom. Don't disappoint mommy.
Do you know how many episodes you guys are going to do tonight?
I think two, because I have a lot on my plate right now.
And then the finale will be left on you guys. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe we'll do two more. It's six episodes total.
Six. Gotcha.
It's not too much.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you do two and then two more. Yeah.
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 Why not?
Nice. So that's the schedule from today.
Oh, Yoshi. Hi, how are you?
What's up, man?
What's up?
So we're doing this from 12 to 1, gaming from 1 to 3, 3 o'clock to 5, Magical Menu, 5 to 7, Cookie Quests. And then 7 to, it's about, what is it, like 90 minutes? They're about 45 minute episodes.
Yeah, they're about 45 minutes each.
Yeah, so we're like 7 to like 8:30-ish, we'll do the watch along. And then we're going to go offline, and that'll be the day.
Hell yeah.
I hope you're excited. We're working out. We're still kind of like tweaking the schedule around a little bit, but we have a pretty locked schedule for the next 3 days.
And I updated hyperrpg.com/schedule. So if you're like, what's happening? You can see the schedule at a glance.
Yeah, so we're constantly just trying to tweak it and figure out kind of like what works best for our schedule and what works best for like us being live. I'm like talking to the chat room, even the camera's over there. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to those usernames right here.
I'm talking to you, goddammit. So that'll be the schedule. Do you want to give them a little bit of an update about Clubhouse?
Right. But I want to take a small detour. First of all, Hype Train, thank you so much. Choo choo. I think we all need to practice our laser beam eye stare.
Oh, that's not hard for me.
Doing it?
No.
Oh man, no. You gotta flex those eye muscles. We have to practice that like stare. Like stare into people's souls and be like, you are a member of the family. Have a meal with your mom, you know, at the table.
I really did it.
All right.
He's still this feels staring. Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, everyone's like, I feel weird.
There was actually a filter on Instagram for a while that had that, it like would time you to see how long you keep your eyes open. And if you blinked, it would stop the timer. Whoa. I think I did it for 2 minutes. It's like not something I can do all the time, but I was like, wow, I didn't realize I could keep my eyes open that long without blinking.
I'm one of those like very, like people know I'm very competitive, right? We're a gaming channel sometimes and I'm very competitive. I have done staring contests until like my eyes water and I cry at the person. It's like so intense.
God damn.
But what were you saying?
Do you want to update them a little bit on Clubhouse and
yeah,
all that stuff?
Yeah, all right. So we know we might have said Clubhouse is this weekend, but we just need a little bit extra time because it's my sister's birthday and I love her and she feels very alone. So I have to give her a Zoom birthday. And you have your anniversary is coming up, right?
It's today, actually.
Oh, okay. Aww. So we
Emily
have
Emily dropped me off some lunch.
Oh, that's cute.
Aww.
That's like how your relationship started.
It's true.
I saw it. I saw it unravel.
Zach was like, "Oh, Emily's bringing you, or Emily's bringing a dip." I'm like, "Yeah, it's for me though." No shit. Like, yeah, it's got cheese. Sorry, buddy.
Oh my gosh. So, we decided we're gonna move it to next weekend so we can do a few like personal thingies. So, Hinky, are you still in the chat room? Because I asked him if he would do it, but I meant to ask him if he could do it next weekend. Because we're going to do Clubhouse next weekend, and you can go to as many Clubhouses as you want to. So if you have the time, like you can go to mine and Adam's and Lucas's and Zach's. If Zach exists, I don't know. He might have disappeared. We'll have to like go, you know, maybe later tonight I'll go look under some tables and chairs. I don't know where he went. He's gone.
Catch like, his dog bed.
Yeah, maybe. What if they're the same person though?
I'm telling you, every time they eat food and I look at them, I'm like, y'all just look exactly the same to me. I don't know.
I haven't seen them together.
Can I be
in
honest with you?
We've
been back from the RV trip for a week now. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have seen Kaiju for 5 minutes in a week.
Where's he? What's he up to?
He's like walks around upstairs, but I feel like I never see that dog. And he came downstairs to get some food at like 2:30, yeah. And I went upstairs to go to bed, and I like walked over to the couch. I was like, where'd that dog go? And he was just like laying on the couch. I just spent 5 minutes just like talking to him, petting to him. I'm like, I'm sitting here at 2:30 in the morning petting a dog and talking to him. Okay.
I've been walking him more, so maybe he is like, I'm tired. I'm going to go lay in my bed. Clubhouse next weekend. And I'm going to be doing like a little dance class. There's this app called Steezy, not sponsored. But I have dreams of being as good as like a K-pop band. Like I want to dance like that. It looks like a lot of fun. So if anybody wants to dance along and like no judgment, you don't have to turn on your camera. It feels good to move, you know? So even if you like, you know, you have like a bad knee, which I might be in that situation, just move your arms or something, you know?
For me, you know what that was for me? It was going on bike rides.
Mm. When
you and I did that 20-mile bike ride in San Fran, that was like, damn, that felt good.
Yeah.
That felt really good. I loved that. It was very, very fun. Very, very fun. Any other updates that you want to share with the class?
I mean, how about you guys?
Nope.
Well, I do want to talk a little bit about what we're working on.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
not
sure.
My personal updates. No one cares about
okay.
that.
Okay. No, they do, though. Chat room, don't you care about Adam? Come on, show some
Adam
with
the
hard eyes. Yeah, it is. You know what? right now.
By the way, thanks to everybody who checked out our trailer reactions. They're doing really well.
Oh, yeah. My buddies have about 315,000 views on a trailer reaction
you
right
know,
now.
You know, you hush. It's Adam time right now. Right now, we're going to appreciate Adam. We're going to appreciate Adam. Adam works so fucking hard. He falls asleep in front of his freaking desk.
Oh, is this okay? the Adam channel now?
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Maybe Swell Boy, shrink it down a little bit.
Hyper Adam?
Shrink it down.
I can't.
What just happened?
Yeah, okay. No. Zen Blade, it's not about how Lucas is sad. It's about how much we love Adam right now.
Oh,
all right.
Is this the Adam channel now? Oh, is this just the Adam channel? Huh.
Kids, can you just get along?
I guess just because it's your anniversary, it's the Adam channel now. Well, Adam, what's new? What's new in the Adam Wife channel? I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm the captain now. I don't know where we derailed off to.
Well, what are we
going to talk about working on?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now you have the mic, sir.
Adam can go.
You are working on.
I don't have anything. Go ahead, Adam.
We'll stream it, man. Content. Everything is content. Our sadness is content.
Hell yeah.
I mean, isn't you being sad?
Just kidding.
Welcome back.
Oh, man. All right. Lucas, you may now speak.
We are in the very, 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 very early stages of talking about this thing with my good buddy Brendan Mylove. He does these fun, huge, like, reality show streams sometimes. Like, he's done Swell Viver on the Swell Boys, and he's like a really good like trivia, like he used to do like writing trivia games and hosting trivia, and now he's doing that online. But we're working on a little show for like a social deduction with lots of guests reality show. And tomorrow, if possible, we might be streaming a little test run, but I'll keep you posted on that. Just kind of depends on his availability. I just kind of tossed this on him like literally last night. So yeah, here in the next like week or two, we might have a fun, like, imagine spies and the game like Spyfall, but it's like eight people playing via Zoom call and they are getting eliminated and assassinated and stuff. We'll figure it out.
So if you want to assassinate more people, make sure you tune in this Wednesday.
Maybe.
Well.
I don't know if he's available.
Then just like replace him with somebody else.
Oh, the host? With.
Well, we also need
get
like
a different host because he's not available.
No, but we need, it'll be a tech rehearsal.
Yeah, we'll just do like, we'll play the game Spyfall with
a community or something.
Oh God, I have a day. I'm going to send some texts.
Trisha is a birdie. Thank you so much for raiding with a party of 73.
What?
What's up,
oh
everybody?
My God.
Birdie's flying in for some food.
Shoot him. Shoot him.
Man, I thought we were friendly in these parts
of
the woods.
No, defend. Defend from the raid.
If you don't know, Malika loves birds. Malika loves birds.
I love birds when they're away from me. They're amazing. They can fly. They can poop. Just like I don't want to have anything to do with them.
welcome. If you've never been here before, this is Hypercast. This is a show. We used to do it all the time at the beginning of Camp Social Distance. We're now bringing it back. It's basically an hourly show that we do every single day at the top of the morning or the top of the stream, where we do a check-in with our audience, we do a check-in with each other, and we kind of give you guys updates on everything that we're doing for the day, for the week, for the month, depending on how far of a schedule we've made. We're going to be doing some fun stuff for the rest of the day. We're going to do a cookie quest, which is like a not really choosing. It's like it's basically like a live quest.
Yeah,
it's
a little scavenger hunt.
A little scavenger hunt.
And we're
going to
be
what
in
I'm looking for.
Beverly Hills today, so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
Beverly Hills,
yeah.
California.
Yep. And Malika will be cooking.
Yeah, I will be cooking some Zoom friendly food. So when you're like in one of those meetings, you're like
awkward.
Not like you can't eat those kinds of foods. I love those kinds of foods, man. I love slurping a bowl of noodles. I'm Chinese, okay? So we love the slurp, but maybe not on a Zoom call, you know? Yeah. Like, you know how there's like workplace food etiquette, like before COVID, like, yo, you know, who's the one who keeps bringing the fish in the microwave? You know, we now you can eat the fish, but there's different concerns, mostly how crunchy the food is, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then later tonight, we'll be doing a watch along of High Score. It's a new Netflix series, docuseries, 6-part docuseries that you have been watching with three other amazing people, part of the Thumper fam, who have been zooming in. So we'll be continuing the next two episodes, episodes 3 and 4. So it's going to be a really, really, really fun day.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm playing Fall Guys.
That's right, right after this. Sorry.
It's fine, dude. After this, I'll be playing Fall Guys. It's a new little game. You've probably never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Might never, have.
What is this thing that everybody's talking about?
It's not a band. I'll start there.
It's not
a band.
No, it's not Fall Out Boy. It is Fall Guys.
And we also kind of talk about some like trending or relevant news topics, whether it's gaming or entertainment, movies, TV, whatever, as well. So that's kind of the hour of this show. And then we have 5 minutes of clips that we play, and then we switch over to whatever the next thing is. In this case, it'll be gaming.
Right now, we're on the What We're Working On segment.
Yeah.
I miss the music in our lives. We used to, you know, Hyper RPG has this great, like, past history of collaborating with a lot of musical people, musicians, composers, improv people. And so one of the people that I miss the most is Branson. And Branson misses the Hyper family and Hyper RPG. So Branson and I are working on a little interactive clip show. So keep your finger on that mouse and hit that clip button, because that may be the next inspiration for Branson's latest hit. So we'll probably start that next Friday. He said like maybe he could do it this Friday, but yeah. A little maybe like interactive weekly clip roundup with the improv talented Mr. Piano Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Branson is so beloved that Missouri named a town after him. If you haven't met him, he's great.
Missouri.
It's their least liked attraction.
It's like impossible.
Did you see that map?
No.
There's like a map where it's like every state ranks their least or their worst attraction. And everywhere had like a theme park or like a overrated restaurant or something. But Missouri had a whole ass town.
Oh my God.
Everyone's Jesus. Like, Branson's the worst thing.
Well, our Branson's the best.
He's the best thing.
He's great.
He like really makes great. Your face hurt. You laugh so much.
Yeah.
You know, he's
yeah,
one of those
yeah.
people. Finally, I just want to like let you guys know that I think starting even last year, we were really looking at Hyper RPG as a brand, the logo, the colors, the mission, the motive. You know, we came out with the Thumper Creed, and we're trying to find ways to better link like the Thumper Creed and what we do every day, and also with our RV trip. You know, I think the Thumper Creed is the saying. You know, how are we showing that we're doing the doing, right? So there's that. We have another team that's not here working on, you know, a new logo, new colors. So I'm letting you know now. So if you come back and you're like, wait, where's the green rabbit and things? It's going to change there.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
We've always had this conversation though about like branding and like
it's not the same.
Everything that's like branding has been always created by people inside of this house.
Yeah.
And it's a really big undertaking to like create a brand.
Yeah.
And
you're
to design a brand.
Like a 20-page story in one picture.
Yeah. And so, you know, for us it was important that we could like hand that off to someone who could just like hyper focus on that task.
Yeah.
Because like no one really here has like that time. So we've seen a lot of design work and it's looking really cool.
Yeah.
I'm
very excited. And that's actually supposed to be done like around September 12th. So it's happening. It's happening.
Ooh.
You'll see. And you'll learn a little bit more about that.
You can't ask questions. You just got to wait.
Story
you just got to wait. You'll find out.
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Okay. Well, you know, when you watch Hypercast, you get all the like the juicy details. Everybody else doesn't know.
All right. That's right. Still keeping the camp theme, I hope. You'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you'll have to wait and see.
I ain't telling you shit. I'm not telling you a damn thing.
I'll tell you. Just DM me.
Oh, no.
Just DM me, and here's my PayPal, my Venmo.
I'll tell you.
Send me some Cash App money, and I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
And then I'm talking to Emily about possibly putting something together too. It would probably be for some time. We're thinking second week of September, but I'm not going to give you any details because I don't want anyone to get overexcited about anything. I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, bye.
Yeah, well, we got to build a hype, Adam.
Well, I want to make sure that like people are available to do it
sure.
before we do it.
Sure.
But if you've missed certain things.
Maybe the certain things are coming back. I don't know. Great. We'll just leave it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just like, we'll do that to them.
I'm just going to tickle you right there
yeah,
and then just walk
and
away.
You're like, oh.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Cliffhanger.
That's right.
It's not a period. It's a dot, dot, dot.
That's right. It's an ellipse. Ellipses.
Yeah, it's ellipsis. Just the H-Y ellipsis. Of the hype. We'll give you the P-E later.
And the people said, yay?
Yeah.
Return of the Trivia Hops. God yeah. damn it, Rivaldi.
Guys, there's this thing on Twitch. Maybe you've heard about them. They're called the Community Guidelines. It makes it very hard to do a show about alcohol. You know, like, come on, stop it. Stop it. We're good nerds. We're goody two-shoes. We're going to cross those
lines. I'll tell you that it's for sure not Trivia Hops,
mm-hmm.
but it has to do with the letters R, P, and G.
Yeah, and maybe in that order, maybe not.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. So we have some current event stuff that you put together.
Yeah.
I put one thing that I just wanted to talk to the community about at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lucas, maybe you could pick up something too.
I can try.
I can try. I read this article. I saw this article come out yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to read it. So I, this morning, looking for stuff, I really wanted to like dive into what this article was. And I just on Sunday went to the drive-in. And Emily and I went to go see Inception.
Oh, nice. Was it the same one we went to
yeah.
see Knives
Mission
Out?
Tiki.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love
it. It was really cool. I've seen Inception plenty of times. So it was just like fun to sit there and be in the environment and to get out of the house. It was like a beautiful night. Drive-ins have been doing phenomenally well, especially in California, because theaters have continued to remain closed during the whole pandemic. Drive-ins, especially in, I think it was Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Francisco, and might have been one other city, are doing incredibly well. And Los Angeles has been doing a lot of like pop-up drive-in stuff as well. Mm-hmm. But
I think Walmarts are experimenting
their parking lots. Yeah,
with drive-in theater
yep,
stuff.
Yep. Because I think there's only about 350 drive-ins in the United States. And that's about 550 screens, because they usually have up to like 2 to 4 screens each. But Warner Brothers... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, now I just want robots to skate up to my car, like Sonic, and give me a malt shake.
So the Sonic in Altadena doesn't do the roller skate
nope.
thing.
And there's a freaking line around the block.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it's hot. I want Sonic.
So what we ended up doing on Sunday, because we went to Sonic before we went to the movie, we just parked in front of the bank and
yeah.
just walked over and, you know, did like the walk-up
smart.
Order.
Smart.
And it went by a lot quicker. Anyway, cherry limeade slushes are delicious. You should get one.
Oh, the best.
So we went and we did that and stuff. But then this article came out, and Warner Brothers has announced that they will not be releasing Tenet in markets where, like, brick-and-mortar theaters are not opening. That includes drive-ins.
I think that's ridiculous.
Huh.
They want to, like, encourage people to wait and see it at a theater before they go and experience it at a drive-in, because we all know Christopher Nolan is very much like the theater experience, which I'm like, I agree. But also, California is in the shit right now,
yeah.
so we're not going to go into
yeah.
a theater anytime
I think
soon.
They're saying that, but to me, it feels more like a retaliation thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of, like...
Right.
We want to be making the most money off of this. And this is, you know, we're upset with you cities that can't open movie theaters.
Yeah, it feels like that.
So we're going to punish you.
Which is so dumb, because Warner Brothers literally is in Burbank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are like in the epicenter of where things are going bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like there are some details that we're just not aware of
mm-hmm.
as like movie fans. Because is it really that simple?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, the article, it was on Variety, and they talked
Terrence
about...
Terrence made an interesting point that they need to make $800 million to even break even, you know? It's
Yeah,
it's like
I mean, it's a $200
stuff.
Million dollar movie. That's how much that's just how much it costs to produce it. But yeah, with marketing, you know, and they've had to constantly, like, change and shift the marketing over and over and over
yeah.
again. So, yeah, it's like...
I don't imagine this being a good move money-wise, though.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
because
I think
it's going to lose hype. People are going to talk about it, and you're going to kind of hear what you want. You know,
yeah.
Like, for instance, let me give one example. The Incredibles 2, I still haven't seen it because mm-hmm. I waited too long. It was like 2 months in, and I could have gone to see it in the theater, but it was just like, man, I already missed that hype train. I'm going to go watch this movie that's out now. And I still haven't seen
Coco.
That movie. Like, there's, yeah,
oh,
there's,
I end up seeing Coco. But.
Yeah, you eventually see it, but I feel like just this like weird soft launch in different cities mm-hmm. is going to make, it's going to kill all the hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I one of my film friends says that after movies in theaters, the only other movies that really get traction were movies that had enough initial hype and strong marketing campaign of, oh, I didn't get a chance to see it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll stream it. I'll go buy the Blu-ray, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. It looked good.
Yeah. I know that like Bloodshot, and I remember when we had Dinesh on.
Yeah.
We asked him.
That was rough.
Yeah, we asked him. We were like, do you think that Sony will put the movie back in the theaters once theaters start to open back up? And he said, nah, the ship has sailed. They actually did announce AMC, I think it was AMC. I don't know how many other chains, but AMC at least announced that they're going to actually bring back Bloodshot to theaters. Mm. But I don't know how much of that is like Sony being like, let's put it back, or if it's AMC going, can we show this?
Yeah.
Since we'd only had like 3 days.
I mean, I have fond memories from childhood watching those like cheap old movies.
Yeah.
You know how they'll show like old like kid movies and the popcorn's super cheap too. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I want to get out of this heat.
Yeah. I mean, AMC reopened theaters, and the theaters that reopened the first day, tickets were selling for 20 cents. Like, they were really trying to get people to come back into the theater. For me personally, though, like, I've really loved the drive-in experience. It's been very enjoyable, and I love the fact that, yeah, I can bring in my own drinks, my own, you know, food. If I want to go get a snack, they have, like, a snack bar you can get stuff at.
But the audiovisual isn't the same.
Of course it's not
totally
the same.
Totally different
experience. But if it's Inception, I've seen it 45,000 times.
Yeah.
And obviously, yeah, for Tenet, of course I want to go see it up the street at the IMAX theater. Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm not willing to, like, risk getting sick or getting sick and then getting other people sick. I'm not interested in that.
It feels irresponsible to me in a way, because I feel like it feels like WB trying to put pressure on cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. I think it's just like, accept what has fucking happened and realize there's a pandemic and do what you can.
Yeah.
And stop trying to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, their whole like big thing was like, well, let's be the first movie that comes back into theaters. And it's like, I understand the why, because yes, a movie like Tenet can really encourage people to go back to the theater, but like, you can also just be the biggest movie of 2021 mm-hmm. if you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know? And as of right now, there are 1,738 theaters that have reopened the United States, and only 2,100 that have opened across all of North America. So that obviously includes Canada. But there's over 6,000 theaters in the United States, and there's over 40,000 screens.
Mm.
So, yeah, there might only be 300 drive-ins, but at least that 300 is still adding on to whatever box office revenue you wouldn't have gotten if it didn't go into theaters in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and like, I still have no clue when theaters are going to reopen here. Like, no idea.
Yeah.
They say we're going to be in phase 3, but then it's like a phase 4, and then it's an unknown.
I have a question for those of you guys who are watching and those of you at the table.
Mm-hmm.
What would it have to take to make you feel okay to go to a theater? Like, is it, you know, you get to like be in a capsule in the theater? Like, if you're the only one in the theater, is there like, is there some scenario where like, maybe?
For me, it's all about attendance
mm-hmm.
and how many people are let in, but it's also about like a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
you know, that to me is like more important than attendance. And if like rolling out a vaccine is going to be a long process before everyone gets it, am I open to it? I'm like, yeah, I'd be open to it, but it would have to be very limited capacity.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone sitting within like 12 feet of me.
Yeah. I've like thought about, because I missed the theater experience too.
Yeah.
And us as a group, I think that was a way for our team to like team build, but also unwind instead of like team build through like high pressure situations of always shooting stuff live.
Yeah.
And for me, I have this like weird visual of like two people in each corner. And so maximum 8 per theater. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, how do you sanitize upholstery? Ew, that's gross.
Yeah, yeah, that's my big thing. It's like, it's attendance, but it is also a lot of like, okay, then like, how are they doing that? If like, let's say the first group sits in a select amount of seats, are they then swapping the seats for the next showing?
Yeah.
And then cleaning those seats in between?
Or they like bringing in hospital level like UV equipment to sterilize?
Yeah, like how is that working?
Yeah, and I mean, you're sitting so stationary for so long, mm-hmm. and there's, you know, there's air pumping through there that like, who knows how far it could travel in that kind of, environment.
Mm-hmm.
And also like the way that movie theaters make most of their money is through concessions.
Exactly.
And the way that concessions are handled most theaters is just, it's like,
hands and hands.
You know, I'm going up and grabbing this hot dog that is right next to all these other hot dogs.
Exactly.
It's just like, I don't, man, they would have to do a lot. It is a lot.
And you're totally right. Like their revenue primarily comes from concessions. Most of the revenue that they get from movies themselves is in the first weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry. The first weekend goes strictly to the studio. It's not until weekend two that the theater starts making money. So they don't even get to capitalize on like the big opening hype weekend. They get, you know, everything from week two beyond, which if it's a really good movie and people keep coming back, like, great. But that's not always the case. You know, movies have 50 to 60% drop-offs by week two, and the theaters will miss out on all that revenue. So
I
think it's a tough situation, but I think like limiting... not allowing drive-ins to be able to like play the movie. Bill and Ted and the New Mutants are coming out in drive-ins here, and I'm gonna go see him at the drive-in. I have the option of watching Bill and Ted on VOD, but like, why would I not call up some friends and be like, hey, let's go to
the
drive-in?
That's a good drive-in movie too.
Like Bill and Ted would be amazing.
You're not there for the like the picture and sound quality.
Yeah, you know? Like you're there just for the fun and the laughs. And like even New Mutants, of course I'd like to see it in like a very crystal clear theater with great sound, but like at this point I'm okay with just like going and watching at the drive-in.
Yeah.
And if our theaters open back up and it's like safe to go and the movie is in theater still or they re-release it, I will go back to a theater and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll eventually probably get it on Blu-ray. And I know that's not the case for everyone too.
But that's pretty big from you, cuz this is my roommate here who I saw him sitting on a stool in front of the TV like this, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
And he's evaluating the pixels.
Pixel fucking, as they call it in the visual effects industry.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, what? Who is this guy?
Yeah. Well,
I'm dumb. It's fine.
Yeah, I think. Well,
we all have our thing.
I think it's like people need to understand, or studios need to understand that this is a time to make compromises. It's not a time to pretend that everything should be normal.
Yeah.
And like, also, I get kind of pissed off at huge companies that are like, well, you know, we have to make this amount of money to turn a profit. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, that's risk assessment. That's your problem. That's not my problem.
Yeah, like so, you knew that going into the project.
And I'm tired of, you spent how much money? You spent $200 million and you have to make $800 to turn a profit. Like, you should have, there should always be in the back of your mind, what if there's a freaking earthquake that ends Earth? How much money am I going to make on this? Like, I don't know. That's just risk assessment. Us poor people have to do that all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You get to be like, well, I have to make this money, so let's open all the theaters so I can get my money. All right? Open the theaters, cities.
We'll change, please.
You
say
risk assessment, and the CEO part of me is like, oh.
But I don't go out and spend $200 on making a movie with my friends, being like, I have to make $200 to break even. Like, man, I just don't spend money on that stuff.
I did no.
Where's LA? Where in LA is New Mutants playing at the drive-in? Well, the closest drive-in to us is in Montclair. It's called the Mission Tiki Drive-in, and it was at least listed on their coming soon. I would imagine that by today, it's got to be listed on their website that it's actually like playing. Because it's coming out this weekend. So, New Mutants is actually coming out. I know, it's a goddamn miracle.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were expecting and waiting that it was going to drop on Disney Plus, but I think because it's a little bit more of like a PG-13 horror movie, I don't know. But they also have Civil War on there, and they say things like shit and whatever, so I don't know. Uberwaldy says something interesting. CBS has been dealing with this since it began. You can sterilize a location under 5 minutes with the right equipment. When there's a changeover of staff, it gets sterilized and is ready to use in 5 minutes as well. Theaters could do the same. It's just a matter of like if they actually will. I'm like, yeah, it's true.
But that's like asking for an investment when they like don't have that too.
And AMC, they furloughed a ton of people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how many people are you bringing back? How many of those people are handling, sanitizing? restrooms, feeders, and then also handling, you know, like the concessions.
Right.
You know, that sort of stuff. And that's like, a lot.
You know, there's still all the people risking their lives in essential business.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So if I'm thinking of like a person working at a movie theater versus a person like at the checkout counter at the grocery store, like humanity needs the person at the checkout counter at the grocery store more. Yeah.
Does that mean if drive-ins are successful, A Quiet Place 2 or Ghostbusters will show up there? Well, Ghostbusters already got pushed to next year, and so did A Quiet Place. I think they're both coming out like in March and July or something.
But there is a billboard down the street
it's
from
still
us
there, yeah.
over an Italian restaurant, and it says A Quiet Place Part 2 or March 3rd, and I'm like...
Yeah, it's crazy how like the city's kind of paused. I don't know if you guys have this in your communities, but you know, like the marquees at the theater will be like, you know, such and such dropping March 11th, and it's like, oh shit, that didn't happen.
That came and went.
Yeah.
Or like everything is the same except for they put a mask on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching I Am Legend, and he's walking around the town, and he just sees billboard from movies that like came out like years
before. There's this liquor store over here that I want to take a picture of, because every time I drive by, first of all, the light's flickering, but all the windows are boarded up, and there's like spray paint all over it. It's the Vendome liquor store over here.
Yeah.
Spray paint all over it. All the windows are boarded up, and then there's this like really friendly sign that says, "Yes, we're open." The light's like flickering. It's like, this is a freaking horror movie.
Well, like down there, there's an apartment complex with topiaries, and they put masks on all the topiaries.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I think a big kind of a big test, because we've already had movies that were supposed to go out theatrically that came to VOD, a lot of stuff in the beginning of the year, like Invisible Man, Bloodshot, Birds of Prey, and all that stuff. I think the big test, in my opinion, is going to be Mulan, which comes out next Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be available on Disney Plus for as like a premium VOD. I think it's $30 to rent.
I mean, Hector saw it, right?
Some
people have seen it.
So we had a press invite to a screening, and I believe it happened still.
Yeah.
They did the premiere. I know they did the premiere. I think the press screening still happened, but I don't know if Hector has seen
it. I thought he did.
Maybe he has. I'm not sure.
There are a few people have, and I've just heard so many things around Mulan, like the whole China US thing, representation, the main actress. There's like a lot of like a shitstorm.
Yeah.
And every couple months you hear like more about this movie, and I'm like, I don't know what to think anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And I would love to like, I hope. I don't know if they will, but I would love to know, like, how much it made on VOD. Did it, like, make enough money to justify putting it on there versus delaying it by a year? Because you think about it, if it's, like, a family of 4 to 6 or even 3 to 6, whatever, however big your family is, $30, that's, like, $10 a person, you know? And if you're going to the theater, depending on where you live, it obviously varies hugely. But in Los Angeles, if you go to, like, most theaters, it's going to be at least $20, and kids are maybe like $2 to $3 less. So it's like, at what point does it become more worth your money to just like rent it on VOD versus going to a theater? For us, it's a little bit different because we have AMC
A-list.
We have AMC A-list, which has still been paused. But you know, for us, it's like we're just using a virtual ticket that we have as part of our membership. So I don't know. I'm curious to see how much money that.
Yeah, but how many hot dogs every time I go up there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's where you end up spending most of your money, even though like they have pretty good rewards sometimes. But yeah, I'm really curious to see how many people embrace this whole PVOD model. And if we come out of it and families are like, this is actually more worth it for us because we can just like be at home. It's less money when in terms of like food and the entertainment. So I think I think that model will work out for certain movies and certain demographics, which I think is great, because I think if you couldn't afford to go to Mulan in the theater as a family, but you're able to like afford to watch it at home, then great. Why not? So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this like release of this movie and other stuff.
Interesting. Yep.
All right, so I have a little thing I want to talk to the community about, which is, did you all know that a breakout trend on Google right now is COVID road trips? So we did a lot of research around this stuff before we set out on our RV trip and for our future RV trips. And I just want to know, which one of you guys in the Thumper community has gone on a road trip, is planning a road trip, is thinking about planning a road trip? I want to know which ones of you in our community are interested in this topic. Anybody? Because if you are, you know, we want to know if HyperRPG has been a resource in, like, how to conduct a road trip during this time. Yeah. Yeah.
My road trip to the bagel place 5 blocks away.
Yes. I love that. Yes.
Yo, yeah. I'm about those kind of road trips. Yep. I love me some bagels.
Yep. Okay. It sounds like it's not actually a very big thing in our community, which is really interesting. I think there's definitely a lot of, we've seen like influencers go on road trips to just change where they take photographs.
Yeah.
Especially like people who are big on Instagram. They just like need something besides like the white void of their bathroom to photograph in. So I've seen a lot of those,
I'm very active on TikTok as a viewer, and that lifestyle of like road tripping and van life and
it's all like
that
exploding.
Stuff, it's really big on that platform, and I follow quite a few people. And I mean, for them, it's like, you know, it allows them a little bit of like flexibility and stuff, but it also just looks like really fun.
We've seen a couple like industries actually explode in like content creation, right? Cooking.
Yeah, it's a big
baking,
one.
Baking, DIY, people getting in touch with like crafts, nature.
The amount of people who've remodeled their bedrooms in their houses is incredible.
Or like a lot of organizing videos are trending. Oh, I saw, what was it? The volume of trash was like up. Oh man, I forgot what was the statistic in LA, like 600% or something.
Wow.
Because people are like decluttering their houses.
Yeah.
They have to be in here like all alone for 6 months. And it's like, oh, I guess I'll finally like unpack the boxes from when I last moved or something. So we see a lot of organizing videos. We're seeing a lot of cooking videos. We're seeing a lot of, and then also like self-improvement. You know, people are getting like spiritual. Oh, you know what was the same thing that I saw that was like went up 600% was actually, it's kind of upsetting, is conspiracy theory groups that people are doing. They're doing strange things with their time.
Yeah.
All right. All right. It's very interesting that what is happening to humankind as we try to find things to fill our time with. So I'm wondering, you guys in the chat room, if you have more time, some people have less time, right? Our front of the line responders, you know, people working essential businesses, that kind of stuff. But for those of you who have more time online, how are you filling that time? And then also, I think it's a great time for like self-reflection. So for me, I just started a new workout program today that it is designed for my lifestyle. And it feels great. It's all about slow weightlifting. Very slow. Just because like my job is so high frequency and like my body is just like, let's build strength very slowly. So maybe I'll get swole someday. How about you guys? Have you been like, have any like personal projects, or just because you're like more alone, like instead of going out or something, you're doing something else at home?
I haven't really had free time in the past month. And I'm going to be having to figure that out now that we're kind of doing a new
streaming
schedule.
More. All my plants are going to die. That project's dead.
Yeah. Plant death is huge in my house.
Overlay, why don't you update? Hey, we're not talking about Tenet anymore. It's
come
the
on,
renaissance of
Overlay.
Road tripping, goddammit.
Trying to figure out like a workout schedule now if we're starting earlier. But I was doing quite a bit of like dessert baking, because I've done a lot of baking, but not really with sugar. So I'm getting into that kind of, but I've taken about a month off.
Yeah, you were doing like cheesecakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I've gotten the cheesecake down. So now I'm moving on to like cakes.
Yo, like basic cheesecake or like with extra stuff?
Both. I made a basic cheesecake about like 3 or 4 times, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is it. And then I started adding some stuff.
Are you baking it?
Like, yeah. And the thing about like cheesecake, though, is it's pretty much just cheesecake, and then you add stuff in it or on it and flavor it different ways. But the base cheesecake is it's the same. So it's, yeah, now I know how to make a cheesecake, and that's great.
I'm one of the, I guess what I'm like trying to get out of the community right now, and for everybody who's watching, is there any kind of current project that Hyper could help bring value to. You know, when we were first doing Camp Social Distance, we had this little show called like Survival Skills, and we were like talking to different people who were teaching us things about like how to sanitize better, how to cook better, how to do financial planning better, how to, you know, because people had questions about their taxes. So if there's any of that kind of stuff, you know, we would love to help like provide value to your lives. Yeah. Oh my God. It's like, do you eat cheesecake? Because it doesn't look like it.
Oh, I eat it. But I luckily have four roommates. So I have about
two or
three
pieces. Do you make like small ones? Or do you make like
big mama ones? Oh, I make a 10-inch big boy. The best one I've made was a recipe.
When are you going to bring some over?
Oh, dude, if you want a cheesecake, just ask. I made an amaretto cheesecake. That was so good. Oh my God.
Oh, Tiny Chris brings up a great point. A huge trend not only is baking, but fermentation.
Oh,
sourdough,
totally, yeah.
Kimchi, sauerkraut, the boosh,
yeah.
Kombucha, all those kinds of things. But I struggle with like featuring that on our channel because that takes time.
Yeah.
There's this like vegan.
It's like watching plants grow. Like, yeah. The interesting part is not going to happen on camera because it's a process.
Or even the baguette episode, that took so long.
Yeah.
That took so long. Unless we're like doing many, many versions of like, this is your kimchi today and 3 days from now and a week from now. Now it's time to put it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something I've been really desperately wanting to do since this whole thing started is to declutter.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff that like has moved over from the last house and I'm like, I haven't needed this for a year and a half, so it's going in the trash or I'm going to donate it.
Yeah.
Especially like, this might be sacrilegious. I love comic books. I don't need single issues of everything.
Oh.
I need to find a new home for this stuff.
Oh, here it is.
I know Jason Inman does a...
have you seen this? This is what I want to talk about.
Dumping coronavirus. Whoa, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Jeez. Spike in illegal dumping in Los Angeles.
Yes, because everybody's decluttering, but nobody wants to pay for the extra trash pickup fee.
Right.
So illegal dumping has increased in LA by 19%.
Yeah, my street is just covered in trash. It's upsetting. My roommates and I have talked about doing like a trash pickup.
So like, oh, fuck, I have too much time in my house because I'm unemployed, which sucks. I know that pain is real. So I'm going to stay busy by decluttering. Now I don't know where to put all this junk.
Mm-hmm.
Good clothes.
Yeah.
So I loaded my trunk and I drive it down the street and put it in front of somebody else's house. Jeez. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I think it's also that like animals have easy access to trash in our neighborhood because nothing's
like
gated or
anything. So they're like picking up and they're like taking it away.
It's just like there's paper everywhere and just trash scattered all around. But people's like garbage bins are overflowed and I think sometimes the truck will pick it up and one falls out
knocks
or some
off,
shit.
Yeah.
And then there's also like a there's construction of this like all these new like duplex units that this company's making right now. And those construction sites, they're just surrounded by trash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. But yeah, then I think on top of that, since they've stopped giving tickets for street cleaning, I don't think street cleaning's actually happening. So there's like all these streets that are typically swept once a week are not being swept, I think.
Yeah.
Because you can't do street cleaning if people aren't moving their cars.
Right. Yeah, because everyone's like home. Hello.
Yeah.
That's
at
a
least
real thing.
They stopped giving the tickets, though, because the tickets is like...
I mean, it needed
bullshit
to happen.
It's a big stressor for many Angelinos.
Yeah, it's super, super bullshit. But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of stuff that I would love to declutter. Comic books being a big part of that. Comic books and clothing. I have a lot of that.
I have so much clothing that I don't wear.
No closet, so
yeah.
I don't have room for it.
Well, do you guys have any kind of ritual around motivating yourself to clean? Because mine is watching either tidying up with Marie Kondo or those like domestic AMR cleaning videos. Yo, there's a whole community on YouTube if you didn't know about it, and they do clean with me videos. I know it sounds weird, but sometimes you're like, man, I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody else is cleaning in this video, you're like, man,
motivates you a little bit.
Yeah, like I'm such a like a clutter bug, and it like inspires you to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't sell my comics because I got a lot of them for free. I'm not gonna resell them. I'm just gonna give them away. I know Jason Inman does a huge drive of comics for troops who are stationed internationally, so they'll find a new home.
I like how Adrios is like, listen, watch to video essays on anime and then chug
that's
coffee.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
For me,
I play folk music and pretend I'm in an indie movie.
Oh, you too? Nice,
that makes
dude.
Me want to clean. I'm just like, dude, if I have some single professional lady coming over in this indie movie that is my life, I'm going to need nice plants. I'm going to need these windows open, clean floors. Let's put on some folk music, all right? Let's get this done.
You mean like you don't want to like disappoint your manic pixie dream girl who's going to come
exactly.
over?
Some manic pixie who chain smokes and has really cool tattoos is going to come over and see this mess. Let's put on some Sufjan Stevens and clean this mess.
All right, we're gonna get real though. Like, I have this like friend that I'm very close with in college, and we both admitted to each other that it's impossible to hook up around clutter.
It's true. That's what I'm saying.
Because you're just like, oh shit, that.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to my room. Oh, don't trip on that.
Don't slip on that. Don't trip on that. Don't kick your foot on that.
I like in this example that there are multiple women, for sure.
Hello,
ladies.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no, it's the loneliness that keeps me motivated to stay clean.
Okay, all right.
Does Huck motivate all right. you at all? All
right. No. He pulls me away from any work I'm ever doing. All right, doing.
This is a Corona life, like, concern. Does anybody have, like, the... So sometimes I go to Zoom and video conference meetings mm-hmm. early. Mm-hmm. So I turn on the camera so that like they're not waiting for me to pop in, right? And then if I have like 2 or 3 minutes, I'm like looking in that frame and I'm like, oh, what looks like a mess? All right, I'm going to fix this. Mm-hmm. And I also do that on camera on set. And for a while, this, I don't know if you guys noticed, but this past weekend I like re-cleaned our set. So that's why like all the mugs are... aligned, and maybe that's like my OCD, like my like kind of obsessive compulsive, but I'm like, oh, what is there anything that's a visual attractor to like the eye, you know? There was a lot of board games, and some of those board games had like big logos which drew the eye away from the content too much, and it drives me nuts. Yeah
anyways. Logos kind of clash with each other too,
right? Because we have like a very specific color palette of like warm, right? Like warm green, yellows, reds, you know, ivories, all those kinds of things.
I appreciate that Target has been doing that thing with, I don't know if it's Target, but I think it's like Milton Bradley games mm-hmm. where they're like reskinning them all like wood.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
No. Yeah, that's what we should get, the wood version.
Yeah, I appreciate how all these classic games can look similar, but you know, you can't really do that with indie games. Hey, can you make that fit our set?
Well, some do. So we've chosen a few. Like Dialect comes in a like premium, if you buy it, canvas pouch.
Yeah.
That's like screen printed.
Right.
Which like, and it's on raw canvas. So it like looks like it goes with our set. So there are personal favorite games of mine that just like don't. You know, there's a reason why like Nightmares underneath, you know, like everything else over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not OCD, it's composition. I know, but then like when you have nightmares about it though, you're like, okay, maybe this is not healthy.
When you obsess.
Hey, Lunchbox DM, thank you for subscribing. Let's go. Yeah, we can't see your clutter, but I can. It's baggage on my heart.
It's true. Yeah.
Truth, truth, truth. We got about 5 minutes before we're going to switch it over to Lucas upstairs playing some games.
Some Fall Guys.
Some Fall Guys.
Watch out. If you want to see some guys fall, you're in the right place.
That's the place to do it. That's the place to do it. But yeah, we will be back again with another Hypercast, obviously. And it's tomorrow, Wednesday. Yep. Someone help me.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
So we got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll talk about new stuff. If you guys also want to continue the conversation about stuff that we talk about, jump over to our Discord, discord.gg/hyperrpg. I'm pretty active in the movies, TV.
Do we have a Hypercast Discord?
Yeah.
We
do.
So I'm also like, one thing that can really help us, help you, you know what I mean? Is
lots
if you can share right now in the chat room what you like about HyperRPG and what you like specifically about Hypercast. We're going through each show, looking deeply at what it provides for people, because we want to create content that is valuable to you, even if it's entertainment value, you know, family value, whatever.
Ribaldi just said Lucas.
Lucas.
Hey, what's up?
What is this, the Lucas channel?
Yeah, goddamn, man.
What is this, the Lucas channel?
What is this?
You couldn't welcome give the spotlight to anybody else for a sec?
Welcome to Hyper Lucas. This is me and my channel.
Well, go have your stupid Lucas
show. I'm
going
to go play games for 2 hours. Yeah. You have to watch.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to run some clips. Enjoy. They are from our RV trip that we did 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago. And then we'll be right back. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.